If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So you had both presidential candidates in New York yesterday.
Yeah.
And what about the coverage, David?
Well, Joe Biden was holding a fundraiser with Stephen Colbert, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. Donald Trump attended the wake of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was murdered by a career criminal during a traffic stop earlier this week. One very serious, obviously, and one was, you know, the incumbent president hobnobbing around with snot-nosed celebrities.
But yes, and it costs a lot of money to get in there.
So yeah.
What was the cheapest? $250 and to get your picture taken with the three?
$100,000.
Yeah, $100,000.
Yes.
The Today Show did a three-minute segment on the dueling appearances as if both were equal and barely mentioned why Trump was there. I shortened this up for the sake of time. I don't want to take you through the entire 3 minutes. But it was set up as Joe Biden has a star-studded fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Oh, and Donald Trump was also in the New York area.
Overnight, a trio of presidents inside Radio City Music Hall. Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton presenting a united front. The star-studded fundraiser featuring late-night host Stephen Colbert. The event also included performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, and Ben Platt. Actress and comedian Mindy Kaling joked about the high price tag to get in. Also in the New York area, former President Trump attended the wake of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was shot and killed this week during a traffic stop.
Back to the fundraiser last night, and one of the moments that stood out, former President Obama scolding pro-Palestinian protesters and strongly defending President Biden.
I'm sorry, but a fundraiser is not a major news story. It's not. It's a fundraiser. It's a political operation that was happening.
I know, but you come from a news background, David, and, well, the current news people and the way it's run, it's not really news.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all know it's propaganda.
Yeah, they're presenting it as, look at the good stuff we did.
Which is really crazy, because you did have a whole lot of protesters there. That's funny, the end of that, when it's like, and Barack Obama scolding some protesters.
Well, it's interesting, because it's the biggest crowd Biden's ever drawn.
Yeah, there is something to that. No one's going to see Joe Biden and all of that.
No.
Did you hear any of the protesters outside? Because Fox had some of that last night.
Oh, yeah. I did a little bit. Yeah, I'm numb to it now, but go ahead.
I don't think there's any swearing in this.
David?
What? I don't think so.
Get close.
He ran
to that
a bog. It's okay. Fine. Right. You know, we got to have the chant.
Genocide Joe! Genocide Joe! Genocide Joe!
Yeah. So then you got the one dude asking questions of people. You know, that are protesting?
What are you here protesting about?
I hate old white men.
I'm protesting American empire.
The American government is funding a genocide with our tax monies.
I'm protesting the American government. Simple as that.
Why?
Simple as that.
What was that?
When I heard it the first time, I thought of you, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Because she did everything with her little accent. You know, Valley Girlish?
Yeah.
Full stop.
American government. Simple as that.
Why are you mad at Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is an old white man.
He's a clown.
He's supporting Israel against Palestine. That's what we're angry about.
He's racist. He's ruining the country.
He's not listening to the American people.
No genocide.
It's almost like they got the talking points for the wrong guy. It's like the left passes that out to say that about Trump. It's like it's almost confused with these people.
But actually, as far as him being racist and wrecking the country, that's true.
That is true. No, they're onto something there.
No genocide, Joe. The whole damn system's got to go.
Everyone's also mad with Obama and Clinton, are you?
Because Obama did drone strikes in the Middle East during his presidency.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden is cease fire now.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't believe you have an ounce of guilt in your body.
If Joe Biden keeps it up. Are you going to vote for him?
No.
No?
We better stop. Robbins isn't going to make it through the entire show if we keep this going.
You know what I dread? I dread the fact that these people, right, those same people,
yeah,
are going to be the ones taking care of me in the old folks' home. And I'm scared to death. I seriously.
That's why I keep your family close,
what
man.
A bunch of numb-brain weirdos that is.
Well, the first question I have in my head is, are they paid? Are these people for real?
I don't know.
You really don't know.
Bad actors, that's for sure.
Definitely organized, that sort of thing. Oh, we've known that for a long time. But yeah, it absolutely.
Well, I would love for somebody to get specific with them, because they can't. They got the one line or the two lines, that's it.
Absolutely. Yes, it's genocide, which it's not. I mean, every talking point they use is absolute nonsense.
I mean, I think Joe's got
to
go, too.
But it's fun to watch Biden have to deal with this. Yeah. And the Democrats.
They'll eat themselves, they always do.
Yeah. Yeah. You had another clip, one of Trump, David.
Yeah, well, he talked with Fox News' Brian Kilmeade after the wake of the late officer Jonathan Diller, who was murdered by a career criminal during a traffic stop earlier this week. Kilmeade asked why Joe hasn't reached out to the family of Officer Diller.
Oh.
I think that politically he can't support the police. I think he's also making a mistake. But I think politically his base won't let him support the police, and I support the police. I would say at the highest level of any president by far, maybe double or triple, and they knew that. That's why when I walked into that funeral parlor, it was like love. It was just, they want to shy away from it. They didn't even call the family. You know, they could have called. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know. Even a call would be perhaps, I'm not sure they'd take his call, right? I'm really not sure they'll take his call.
You know, it was interesting because you were out a couple days earlier this week, David, when I first saw that story and we were talking about it. And I asked you, Scott, you think national news will even pick this up? Because you're not seeing it anywhere.
No.
I think they were forced to in the end. I don't think it ever would have been talked about had it not been highlighted that this has happened again. And at least I'm glad that they ended up talking about it, because this is not just a problem in New York. This is a problem across the country, and it's a huge, huge crime issue that the left just wants to ignore. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Okay, David, you said one of your favorite stories of the week is this protest at Vanderbilt. What is going on there?
Well, they did a sit-in protest at Vanderbilt University because the student government wanted to vote to divest in Israel. The whole BDS thing. And the university said, no, you're not going to do that. You're the student government. You don't even do anything. Come on.
Right.
The sit-in lasted 21 hours, and the kids are saying that they were deprived of their human rights because they couldn't get DoorDash deliveries. And they said, hey, if we leave to use the bathroom, they're not going to let us back in. So the three students wound up being detained. Here's one of them speaking after the fact.
Okay.
For 21 hours, we were deprived of medical attention. We were deprived of sleep. We were deprived of food, water, resources. In jail, I experienced better conditions than at Vanderbilt University.
Holy cow.
It's going to be all right, Scott.
Man, oh man.
They ever see what's going on in the rest of the world ever? I mean, the lack of self-awareness is at a stage I don't think we've ever seen before.
I had access to water. I had access to a bathroom. I had access to my friends and the ability to rest. How dare this university deprive us of basic humanity?
Oh,
how dare a top 15, 20 university in this country have more inhumane conditions than that of a jail?
Shame.
Vanderbilt is being shamed all over social media. They are being shamed on this campus. They are being set up to be a mockery on the world stage because of how they are treating us.
No.
You know, life is going to crush you, dude.
Oh, it will. Yeah.
Life will absolutely crush you.
It sounds like it already has.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Now, wait till it gets out into the real world for a while.
According to SoFi, based on last year's numbers, to go to Vanderbilt University for 4 years costs about $337,000.
Yeah.
Very sounds expensive.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine you're the parent of that kid. And that kid just said, jail is nicer than Vanderbilt University because he couldn't get DoorDash delivered.
Oh, gosh. Listen, I'm hesitating saying what I'm thinking, and that's never good in this business. Mm-hmm. You'd rather apologize later. Okay, I don't know who that guy's dad is. I don't know if he's still in the picture. If he is, he's got to be looking in the mirror going, where did I go wrong?
Right.
What did I do?
It all started.
Or what did I didn't do?
It all started when I let him start wearing capri pants in junior high.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. So you're at a sit-in because you don't want any money to go to Israel because you buy into all this propaganda BS. You've been one of the most privileged kids in the world for a long time, and now you're talking about basic human rights because you declared you to be in a sit-in?
Stunningly brave.
Yes.
Unreal. That's hilarious. Okay. And there's another story from Vanderbilt?
Just one piece of audio, because when the people outside found out that the folks doing the sit-in inside weren't allowed to leave, or they could leave, they just wouldn't be allowed to go back in, so they couldn't use the restroom, apparently, the protesters outside created legit the funniest protest chant I have ever heard.
Okay, roll it. Hold on. Are they saying let them pee?
Let them pee, let them pee. Let them pee,
let them pee, let them pee.
Yes! That's the future of America.
They could
We're
have done,
so host.
Yeah, from the river to the sea, Vanderbilt, please let them be.
Let them be, let them be. River, dude. Yeah. Oh, yes, David.
Oh, that's good the one. Best, man.
You should have been there to rewrite that for
I know.
Wow. Okay.
Golly, man.
By the way, remember how the Taliban wanted a seat at the table? They have vowed to return to something. You won't believe what it is. Straight ahead.
Is here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Remember when we left Afghanistan and the word was from our leaders, Taliban, they want a seat at the table on the world stage. And they're going to, you know, sort of move beyond what they've been in the past. They know the world is watching. And this is their opportunity. What did Biden say at the time? They're going to have to decide who they are or something like that?
Taliban has to make a fundamental decision.
Yeah.
Is the Taliban going to attempt to be able to unite and provide for the well-being of the people of Afghanistan, which no one group has ever done since before for hundreds of years?
Okay. You remember all of this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that we ever saw that the Taliban was going to take back over once we left.
They learned their lesson.
The reporting now, and this was from the Telegraph, the Taliban has vowed that it will soon return to stoning women and to death in public.
Okay.
Can't be cheating on your husband. Can't do it. You will be stoned to death. This was Mullah Hibatullah Abkhazada.
Go with it.
I nailed it. Thank you. Said that you can say it's a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death, but we will soon implement the punishment for adultery. We will flog women in public. We will stone them to death in public. These are all against your democracy, but we will continue doing it. We both say we will defend human rights, but we do it as God's representative and you as the devil's.
Things have changed. Yep. America's back to being the devils, and we're stoning women to death. Okay.
Well, I mean, to be fair, for a lot of countries in the Middle East, we never stopped being devils. Even when we were giving them barrels of cash, it was still death to America. I don't think that part has changed. But remember the whole thing of what had happened in Afghanistan over the last 20 years when we were there. Women were able to do things they hadn't been able to do before. Go to school. Go to college. Get jobs. Yeah, sorry about that. That's all done. So all of a sudden, all these people that are out protesting all over the country, talking about human rights, they seem to forget certain human rights in certain places, like women's rights in Middle Eastern countries or the Uyghur Muslims in China. That's all conveniently forgot about, if you've noticed.
Because they can't blame that on America or the Jews.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, I mean, you feel terrible for the women there, but I don't think we should be surprised to see a story like this.
I think we should take a cue from Charlie Daniels and do a fiddle off.
But the devil went down to Georgia?
Yeah. We gotta lay that golden fiddle at their knees. Yes.
I haven't heard any fiddle playing out of the Middle East. Is that a thing?
No.
The devil went down to Kabul? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He was looking for a country to steal. He's going to bind. He was way behind.
You're just going to go with this. I want you to keep going.
No, I'm done.
More lyrics. No. I want more lyrics out of that. By the way, speaking of lyrics, I had seen this. If you ever see, like on YouTube, Rick Beato, this is an old music producer, and he had been in bands, and he's got a music channel. Especially if you're a little bit older, you really appreciate that guy, because sometimes he'll look at music today and say, what has happened? This is absolute garbage. And he did a thing not too long ago talking about how bad lyrics are. And it does. It sounds like the get off my lawn old person. Yeah. Lyrics today, they're just not as good. Actually, scientific reports, this was a study in that publication saying, yes, lyrics have become dumber over time, in especially pop music, but other music genres as well, that they're more repetitive. And then, quote, easier to understand since the 1980s. When we talk about your history in Top 40 radio, Scott, from the 80s, some of the mindless stuff that you had to play. Wow. But it says the number of different words used within a song has decreased, particularly in pop, rap, and rock songs. But the number of words with three syllables has actually increased, it says, in rap. Okay. There's also more anger-related words increasing across all genres. Mm. So if you are getting a little bit older and you're like, the lyrics today, that I hear either from my kids' music or somewhere else just seem like absolute nonsense. It's just bad. No, there's really something to that. It's not just that you're old.
Good.
It's true. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Schell. Okay, biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day. Okay, I know. This is selfish. I'm personal stereoing this. It's the stupid sit-in at Vanderbilt.
Yeah. It is pretty funny.
Seriously, really, really funny. Because these people are acting like they're Mandela or something. Because they were in a 200-square-foot conference room for 21 hours. And it's remarkable, some of the audio that we're getting out of this idiotic protest. It's just funny to me. So I know it's not a huge headline news story. I'm having a lot of fun with it today, though.
I'm right along with you. I can't wait to hear the next clip. And The View, they brought on someone to talk about race relations, and they didn't like what he had to say. Straight ahead. Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Laughing at myself, man.
Funny.
Well, we're talking about Coleman Hughes was on The View. Are you familiar with Coleman Hughes, David?
Yeah, he's a young black guy, writer, who I don't think he calls himself a conservative, but he's more of a common sense kind of guy. Certainly doesn't identify himself as a conservative, much less a Republican, but he's not a liberal, obviously.
Right. He is an independent thinker. And he has a new book out called The End of Race Politics, Arguments for a Colorblind America. That makes the left shriek.
Yeah.
As we know. So they put him on The View. Okay. And we don't have time for all of it. And when you've had enough, just cry uncle. Okay.
All right.
I really thought he did a great job at handling them. He tried to hear them out, but then, you know, in the nicest way possible, in a way that I don't think any of the three of us would be capable.
Oh, no.
explained really thoughtfully why they were wrong. I mean, it got off to a weird spot with Whoopi to
First
me.
First question that I should ask you to do is explain to folks what you mean by this.
Okay, for sake of time, you know, he's trying to lay it out of what he means by a colorblind society, mm-hmm. you know, in the way of what's happened over the last few years with the Robin DiAngelos and Ibram X. Kendi's, that everyone should be looking at race. And if you're white, you're an oppressor. And you need to do the work or you're racist. You know, and if you're black, you're oppressed automatically. Doesn't matter about, well, if you grew up with your father being a millionaire, even though you're black, you're still oppressed. It made no sense to just reasonable people. And so Sonny Hostin comes in and she's not buying what he's selling. And she has the question.
Your argument that race has no place in that equation is really fundamentally flawed, in my opinion.
No, there's two separate questions. One is whether each racial group is socioeconomically the same. I agree with you. They're not.
And the stats show that.
Of course, I agree with that fully. The question is, how do you address that in a way that actually targets poverty the best?
Great.
And what Martin Luther King wrote in his book, Why We Can't Wait, mm-hmm. is he called it, we need a Bill of Rights for the disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, we should address racial inequality. Yes, right. We should address the legacy of slavery. But the way to do that is on the basis of class. And that will disproportionately target blacks and Hispanics because they're disproportionately poor, but it will be doing so in a way that also helps the white poor, in a way that addresses poverty as the thing to be addressed.
Okay, that sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah, I've treated everybody the same. If they're in poverty, then it doesn't matter what color your skin is.
Well, see, this is where Sonny takes that opportunity to sort of mentor.
Oh, well, she's a racist. Cool. Yeah.
He just doesn't quite understand right. what she does. And I'll just let her say
it. It's true, but as you are a student of Dr. King, I'm not only a student of Dr. King, I know his daughter, Bernice, right? Mm. So I'm going to get to my question.
Go right ahead.
I think the premise is fundamentally flawed. You claim that color blindness was the goal of the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. based upon Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, you know, content of character versus the color of skin.
I got to cut to the chase. She goes on for another minute, on and on and on. But he also said this in this book, like Coleman Hughes doesn't already know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And he takes it
Your
up.
Your argument for color blindness, I think, is something that the right has co-opted. And so many in the black community, if I'm being honest with you, because I want to be, believe that you are being used as a pawn by the right and that you're a charlatan of sorts.
He's not a Republican.
So how do you...
You've
said that you're a conservative.
No,
you did. You actually said that in the podcast that you did 2 weeks ago.
All right, just for a timeout. Because I know you don't have the visual in front of you. Sonny is reading off a sheet of paper. This is all written for her. Okay?
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because you're supposed to be having a conversation, right? And she'll look and then she looks down at her paper, you know, reading whatever talking point someone came up for.
I said I was a conservative.
He's not.
Yes, you did. So, but my question to you is, how do you respond... Okay. to those critics.
Let's let him answer.
First thing I think it's very important. The quote that you just pointed out about doing something special for the Negro, that's from the book Why We Can't Wait that I just mentioned.
Yes.
A couple paragraphs later, he lays out exactly what that something special was, and it was the Bill of Rights for the Disadvantaged, a broad class-based policy.
But he also says you must include race.
No, he didn't. He says it's
he does.
Okay, well, everyone should go read the book Why We Can't Wait. Let's not get sidetracked by that.
He wants to get to the point. And he's right, and she's wrong, but she won't let it go.
No, she's not going to admit it, no.
It's so frustrating, and it just goes on this way, and in the end, he just schools them. But as Whoopi said, well, we've been around for a while, different generation.
Right.
So I don't know if they're going to take actually what he says and really consider it or not.
Now,
I wish they would.
I'll just say he's a better man than me because I would have said, hey, look, I don't come from slave traders, okay, Sonny? You do.
Exactly. Well, and the point was also brought up. This is what people do all the time on the left that don't like the message. Well, you've been co-opted by the right.
Right.
You're a tool of the right. I mean, they go so far as to say, what, Larry Elder? He's the black face of white supremacy?
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous is that?
It's just crazy. Sonny Hostin is top three biggest racists on TV.
I don't disagree with that.
There's no question about that. None. Her life is focused through the prism of race. That's how she makes her money. That's who she is. That's her identity.
Well, Joy Reid right now, I can hear saying, I'm the queen.
Well,
so you're not going to take my top spot.
All right. Well, you got the president and vice president. Yes.
By the way, we got to move on to other stuff. And I'll let you know, Scott, I stopped short of putting any Joy Behar on there. Okay.
Because you're right that the anti-race.
See, I'm not even going to do it.
No.
Here comes
a dumb question. Yeah.
David, your favorite story today is Vanderbilt.
Yeah, there was a sit-in protest at Vanderbilt University because students feel that they were being oppressed by this elite university because their student government wasn't allowed to vote on an amendment about calling for divestment in Israel. So there was a 21-hour sit-in. They were in the chancellor's office, and they say they were oppressed and denied medical care. What do they mean by this? One of the girls needed to change her tampon. They called 911 because she needed to change her tampon, and she was told that if she left the room, she wouldn't be allowed to go back in.
Okay. And is this the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Toxic shock.
Yeah, there is currently a female student who's being denied the right to change her tampon that has been in for multiple hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Which leads to an increased risk of toxic shock syndrome. So while you're saying...
I'm a female, I understand.
Right, so then you should understand...
Get her assistance.
Okay, what you are not hearing is that if she stands up to use the restroom to change her tampon, they are threatening arrest. So it is not an option for her.
Ma'am? do you have an emergency?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
That is an emergency.
Do you have an emergency? Not your friend that's inside. Do you have an emergency?
That is my emergency.
I don't remember the time that I needed to have an emergency personally to call 911 for help.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't remember a time when it has to be a personal emergency for me to call 911 for help. I am requesting assistance, medical urgent assistance.
Dude, if this is like a parody bit on a sketch show, you're like, okay, that's too far.
Yeah, right.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable. Yes.
The youth of America standing up for justice right now. 911 called. She can't change her tampon. It's a sit-in. Money's going to Israel. Genocide.
That's right.
Oh, dear goodness. Man, I'd like to stay on that for a while, but it's that part of the show. Going around the table, it may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your other story?
This is a little bit dark.
Oh, I understand.
But darkly maybe funny to some people with dark senses of humor.
Okay.
Crazy story. A guy named Matthew Ornelas Jr. escaped from prison in Hawaii last week. Officers were chasing him as he was running away. They lost sight of him, but then they heard a loud sound. Well, he was running on the highway. He got hit by a car less than 100 yards away from the prison. So that's like instant karma, right? Well, they announced yesterday that he actually did pass away, so maybe not, you know, a knee slapper there.
Holy mackerel.
But yeah, man, he was a minimum security inmate. And they're trying to investigate how he escaped and all of this. And it's like, man, you were in there for, like, drug possession or something like that. And you ran out onto a highway going north on the southbound side. And splat.
Man, oh, man. David Van Camp making sure Good Friday stays dark. Whew! Okay, Scott, what do you got today for What's Your Story?
Well, my story revolves around the women's college basketball team from Utah. They were reportedly forced to change hotels after enduring racial hate crimes from the Idaho team because they didn't feel safe.
We saw this the other day. Yes. Someone yelled the N-word at them, right?
That's what they said.
Okay.
They said they had several instances of racial hate crimes towards their program, according to Lynn Roberts, their coach. Racism is real, and it happens, and it's awful. No one knew how to handle it. It was really upsetting for our players and staff. Now, I don't know if she actually witnessed any of this or not, because the Idaho Tribune now is announcing a $400 reward for video or any evidence of the alleged hate crime against the Utah women's basketball team. They're saying, hey, doesn't everybody have their phone out these days? These young girls, nobody had their phone out when this alleged thing took place? Not one of the players did? So I'm guessing by the end of today or early a part of next week, we'll know for sure whether this, in fact, actually happened or not. I'm not saying it didn't, but I'm just saying you got to be skeptical when you hear stuff like this.
Interesting. For my story today, this is about shrinkflation. Okay. Whenever Biden talks about shrinkflation, because he thinks the biggest thing I can do to turn this tide of my failing campaign around is to talk about, you want more chips in your bag. Got it.
Oh, I'm a one-issue voter. Maybe that'll turn me on. I don't know.
New research out of Georgetown suggests that 54% of Americans actually want smaller portions. Now, these are people with already a proactive lifestyle about living a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's for both reduced sizes in food packaging and restaurant portions. And that percentage is even higher if they have young kids in the household. And part of me rolled my eyes when I saw this story. And another part of me, and we've mentioned this before, always thought about a buddy of ours, was in a lot of bands. And then, among other bands, joined Thin Lizzy and Alice Cooper. And I'll never forget the first tour of Europe talking to him saying, dude, I understand why Americans are so fat. You go over there, the portions are way smaller. It's something you got to get used to.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I do think of that. And it said, if you break it down by generation, it's most common among older millennials, with younger millennials and even Gen Zers saying that they would want the smaller portions. The Robbins of the world says, no, I want it bigger.
Well, what's the point? If you're going to charge me the same, I want a full bag of chips, baby.
I understand. I'm like, if you go to a restaurant, you know, a lot of places the food is hanging over the plate.
Yeah.
Which encourages you to eat more. And they're saying, man, maybe just, you know, human sizes are good.
Maybe just smaller plates. It just looks bigger. I don't know.
All right. More to get to. A story about a federal court. This is a race story you'll want to hear straight ahead.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So signing and dating your mail-in ballot is racist?
Well, that's what I'm told, at least. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit ruled this week that Pennsylvania may enforce state law requiring envelopes for mail-in ballots to be dated and include the voter's signature. Is a lawsuit in Pennsylvania State Conference of the NAACP versus Chapman. The NAACP was suing the then acting Secretary of the Commonwealth in 2022 regarding Pennsylvania's decision to start voiding mail-in ballots that are missing a date on the outer return envelopes or have an incorrect date. They were ordered by a lower court following a Republican lawsuit in 2022 to reject undated or incorrectly dated mail-in ballots. The issue was then appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. The NAACP argued that mail-in ballots are valid regardless of the incorrect or missing date and should be counted. No.
Because correct dates are racist?
Yes, apparently. This is how desperate they are to cheat.
Yeah. Unreal, man. Well, I'm just
dates are racist.
Learning about stuff about what's racist and not. The term 100% is racist?
Yeah, from written 100%.
What?
The Anti-Defamation League has said 100%. That terminology
with the little percentage thing at the end, yes.
Yes, is racist. How?
I don't know. This is news to me. I've never heard this before. So I have no idea how or where they
apparently
came to that conclusion.
They are stating that the term 100% has become a coded shorthand among white supremacists, signifying 100% white. I've never heard it before in my life. Have you?
Never.
No.
The phrase is commonly used within white supremacist circles, particularly among prison populations and in regions with prevalent certain gangs, like California.
I don't get the one of the white supremacist newsletters. I'm up, not up to date on what is and what isn't.
So, yeah, this is being mocked all over the place. Well, you certainly don't want to score 100% on a test.
No.
No.
99.9 would be fine, but not 100%.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's the test to get into a white supremacist group. Then you have to get 100%, or they're not going to let you in.
Got 99 problems, but a white supremacist ain't
one. Right, exactly.
Yeah. This is, as it's been stated, I was just looking this up. And whoever had the statement, it's hard to believe they've actually become a parody of their parody selves.
Yeah.
A parody of parody.
100%.
Speaking in code, Scott Robbins. Yeah, right. This is the Markley Van Camp Robbins Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins.
You get blood on your hands!
It's just another protester.
What was that? Wow. What did she just say?
You have blood on your hands.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you get one in your hand.
No.
I'm like, what is that?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about all of the protesters last night at the Biden fundraiser, Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, there was a big crowd out there, though.
It was. They did talk about it a little bit, like on the Good Morning America and the Today Show.
Yeah, unofficially, like the biggest crowd Joe Biden's ever drawn, by the way.
Yeah.
Was outside last night, yes.
And then...
What on your hands?
You know, gosh. That was actually during the proceedings inside when there was a...
That was inside her screaming?
Yes, okay. That was actually in the hall.
All right.
As you had Biden and Big O and Bill Clinton all talking. And I think, actually, Biden was in the middle of one of his January 6th was an insurrection rants.
Oh, was he?
And that's when this person stood up.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden!
And he just started screaming. I could play the rest. I don't think there's any bad words in there.
Don't.
You want me to just keep playing it?
No, I don't.
Sure. Here, let's try. Yeah, there you go. Very reasonable, of course. What?
Wearing their Hamas is cool shirts.
Well, they did raise $26 million. There's a lot of desperation with the Biden campaign right now.
You know, but the thing is, they raised $26 million.
That's what I just said.
I mean, somebody's throwing money at him. I know, but I mean, it's stunning, that amount of money.
They said... that it was a grassroots movement. It's like, dude, no. If you have Lizzo playing a private show, that's not a grassroots thing.
Yeah.
You had
dude,
a lot of millionaires
showing.
That's
corporate money.
Yeah.
And a lot of corporate money. That's what that is.
I want to know how many people paid $100,000 to get their picture taken with these knuckleheads last night.
I'm sure some companies could write that off. Get their higher-ups
in there.
I wonder
what the revenue generated from that was. $1 million? $2 million? I don't know.
All told, it was $26 million.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, just the pictures alone.
I don't know. I didn't have the breakdown.
Gosh dang it. I'd love to know that. And did Bill Clinton have one of those bricks you could put your card into, like the Girl Scouts use? Or?
Not sure.
Yeah.
There was one thing I thought was interesting. So no cameras allowed in there, right, for this big fundraiser.
No.
Okay, but they did release one little bit to media.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was the golf joke at Trump's expense.
Oh, yeah.
And so, well, here was the thing, man, because I noticed this with Good Morning America and the Today Show. And with the Today Show, I mean, the setup they edit part of it, and I'll explain in a second, but it kind of went like this.
The star-studded fundraiser featuring late-night host Stephen Colbert.
Can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy?
I told him this before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
We got three presidents in the building tonight.
The event also included performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, and Ben Platt.
Here was the difference with NBC and ABC. See if you can hear the difference.
Okay.
Can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval when he was being before he got sworn in.
Whoa.
I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
According to reporters.
Notice the difference?
Yeah, one had the senile, riddled preamble.
Yes. It's like ABC could take a note from NBC as far as propaganda. You got to clean Joe up a little bit.
Right, exactly.
Okay, you just can't have the tape roll. You got to edit it down to make him seem coherent.
And I'm sure that Colbert just popped that joke on him, and that was his witty response.
Oh, come on, man.
Of course not.
Okay, and I don't want to get too deep into it. Because the joke would be what? That Trump's out of shape? That he's bigger?
I guess.
If he asks to carry his own bag, I'll give you strokes.
Right.
Imagine Joe Biden trying to carry a golf bag down one fairway. I don't know that he would make it.
Well, I mean, come on. The guy can't even shake hands with invisible people without tripping from time to time.
I know. I don't know if Hoka's got the special golf shoes that he would need to stay upright down the fairways.
I don't know. Stiff gait makes sense on the golf course.
Not quite sure. Pretty wild. Also going on in New York, women being randomly attacked, just punched in the face.
Yeah, this is another crazy story out of New York City. This lady, Dulce Pichardo, was walking home when a dude randomly punched her in the face. He broke her jaw, several bones in her face, and her jaw is going to be wired shut for 6 weeks. Wow. ABC 7 New York spoke to her.
I got to tell you, man, before I even hear this, I don't think I'm alone. It's like rage when I hear these stories of this person. Who is it? Some tall dude with dreadlocks is just punching
women.
That's
what they said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This guy was maybe, I think he was a different person in this case. But
it's more than one person. Yeah, I'm
he's
sure.
Just
oh,
sitting,
my gosh.
He's sitting near a building. She's almost home. And she walks within 5 feet of him. And he pops out and just punches her.
Oh, my God.
What happened? Why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? I was bleeding a lot. Mom, I'm so scared. I'm so afraid.
Dulce Pichardo was on the receiving end of that punch. Her mouth now wired shut. Her face fractured in several places. Drinking food out of a straw for 6 weeks. Permanent damage to her lower lip. Three teeth knocked out, and she might need surgery. Cops arrested 33-year-old Franz Judy. The suspect was charged with misdemeanor assault, meaning he's not bail eligible. He'll be released back onto the street. And that's the part that has the victim and her family frustrated and afraid.
Misdemeanor assault?
Yeah.
For jacking some woman?
And he's out. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't want to go Taliban stoning him to death, but I'm considering it.
And afraid.
Being charged with assault 3, not with a felony, because there's no intent. So therefore, he's being just charged with that. He has 7 prior arrests for assault charges, and he's out in the street.
Every time I see a woman, I close. I don't want to be close to nobody. I'm very afraid. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is heartbreaking.
Well, you know what? This is the call. You got to get involved with the process. I mean, you got to vote these people out. These soft on crime DAs, these jackasses, and some of these mayors. You got to get rid of them, man.
Oh my goodness.
You got to get them out. I mean, this is the call right now. Even if you haven't been affected by politics at all in your life, if you've just gone about your way and not getting involved, you got to get involved in this stuff. I mean, you do.
Man, oh man.
I mean, who does that? It's seven different arrests, gets out because there was no intent?
No.
Hey, it looked like he meant to hit her.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know how they gauge intent.
I don't either.
And the damnedest thing is, if somebody were to get involved, now her son, I believe, and a friend were there, and they wound up chasing this guy down and keeping him there until the cops arrived. But if they had done anything more than they did, you know they'd be facing charges.
Oh, yeah.
That's the craziest part about this whole thing.
It is. It is. And, you know, you've read different things like this before, where this is all a part of a bigger plan, and is to demoralize the citizenship of people. Mm-hmm. And I understand how it works. I mean, I'm, like, choosing my words so carefully.
I know.
That guy needs to be freaking beat.
Oh, yeah.
He needs a public caning at the least and locked up. You don't get to do that. Make an example of this person. Go meet evil on that dude, man. It drives me insane.
Well, get a guy like Mike Tyson. He gets one shot.
Once too kind.
Clocks him. Right. I mean, once may drop him forever. Who knows?
Goodness gracious.
But I mean, this is outrageous.
It's insanity. Speaking of insanity. All right. Your favorite story of the day, David, is the one out of Vanderbilt where... Yeah. You've got the students there. They're fighting for justice.
Yeah, right.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Well, they want Vanderbilt to divest from Israel because they want Palestine to be free, whatever that means. They did a sit-in for 21 hours, and they're coming out acting like Nelson Mandela. They're saying that they were deprived of their human rights. They ordered Panera, by the way. And the university didn't let the delivery driver bring them Panera. I got nothing against Panera.
Come on,
Panera.
Man, soup and a bread bowl, huh?
I know,
I'm hungry.
Well, I had the half and half thing. I mean, and the death lemonade that they sell. You need it when you're fighting for justice. And so this is the after action press conference that they did.
All right,
where one lady was talking about it.
Okay.
The conditions throughout the day were horrible, as you have heard. We hear a lot about cruelty in this world, from Palestine to Nashville. Our oppressors are the same. They use the same
Oh, my gosh, you got to be crapping me on that.
Yeah.
It's the same? Did she really say that?
She did.
Yes, the oppressors
Palestine
are the same.
Palestine to Nashville.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Are the same. They use the same tactics. They consult with each other. They laugh their sick little laughs, and they kill.
Someone got killed there?
No.
Did she just say that?
She did say that, yes.
You got to say that. You got to throw that in there.
Okay.
We were dealing with some pretty evil people. We just want to make it clear that we were not there voluntarily. We were there being held captive because they would not meet our demand of simply letting the students on this campus vote on a referendum.
They were not being held captive.
Do you know what captive means?
No. Well,
there's a baby.
You're spending over $300,000 for an education and you don't know what captive means, you dope?
You're free to go whenever you wanted.
There's a baby who turned one, if he's still alive, in captivity, in Gaza. He was kidnapped on October 7th.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. We have a serious issue.
That is ludicrous. We were surrounded by armed cops for 21 hours. And every hour through the night, they would come in and say, "Are you okay?" And they knew we were not okay.
From all the videos
I saw... We're now the oppressed. The students at Vanderbilt are now oppressed.
Yeah, the campus police and Nashville PD, who were doing wellness checks. You okay? That was a form of torture and oppression.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. And we didn't get our bread bowl from Panera. Oppression. Dude, you can't make it up. This is parody of parody. Are we in a simulation? Is this real right now? It can't be. All right, we got to get to our No BS election update. More straight ahead.
I getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. It's time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research.
Yes. Yes. David, what do you got today?
Well, they're talking about this $25 or $26 million haul at the big event with Stephen Colbert and Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Special guests including Queen Latifah and Lizzo as well. And they're saying, oh, yeah, this is a huge deal that he made all this money. And, yeah, I mean, it was a big fundraiser that he threw with celebrities and all of that. Of course, he was going to rake in a lot of money. Trump is going to be having some fundraiser in the next week or two, and they're claiming, at least right now, that he's already had $33 million pledged. So, again, if it's a battle of money, yeah, I mean, so far Joe Biden has been outraising, I believe, Donald Trump. That really doesn't matter. We saw that in 2016.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens moving forward. But I don't know. It seems like there's a ton of focus on a style of politics that really doesn't exist anymore.
I totally agree, man. And it seems to me the way this is being covered by people that have been in a bubble for as long as we can remember, touting how big of a deal this is, not to the common person.
Yeah.
And that's where they need votes.
Well, I mean,
common person, this is just another illustration of these are the elites. And you've got so many people. Well, shoot, man. Black Americans, Hispanics, and you look at the polling, it's like this president doesn't care about us. You see it all over the place. I mean, you've got so many people in big cities that are ticked off about the illegal immigration issue. And, you know, I think they've got to turn that around or they are going to lose.
Yeah.
Where's the music coming from?
Is it music?
I'm hearing something.
Hang on. Let me see here.
I don't hear anything.
Now it's gone. Okay. Sorry.
I didn't hear it. So
whatever you did, you stopped it.
Okay. I just exited out of everything on my computer. But I don't have anything up to indicate it would be
you would be able to hear it.
That's all right.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm ADD, dude. I hear something. I'm like, what is that? Hey.
I know.
What is going on? I did notice this with the election.
Yeah.
No, just quit going monkey buttons. That's all I ask.
Okay. I'll be over here in the corner.
Oh, stop it. Gosh. All of a sudden, with the GOP VP nominee, election betting odds, Tim Scott's been at, 23%, somewhere around there. It's still at 22. But all of a sudden, jumping up to 19% is Kristi Noem. Mm. Do you think it's really going to matter who Trump picks?
I mean, in the end, I think the vice presidential pick can only... I would say if it's between helping a lot or hurting a lot,
mm-hmm.
it's more likely to hurt a lot than it is to help. But I mean, I don't know. Kristi Noem, I think that's a terrible idea personally.
I think it's a mistake too.
I think it'll be a woman or a person of color.
That could be. It just has to be the right person. I don't want to get into the identity stuff.
No. But I mean, I think he has to. Now, having said that, every time you try to say Trump has to do something, he doesn't do it. So.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah. We'll see. This is really interesting. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right. Biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day, I suppose, is the fact that Joe Biden's supporters got harassed by Joe Biden voters outside of that big fundraiser that he had in New York City. All these people who are saying, I voted for Joe in 2020, but because he supports Israel, I hate him now. I mean, yes. They were dropping some pretty unhinged language on some of the people, including a Jewish woman who was walking out, and they were calling her the K word.
Oh, my.
Chanting that over and over again, and then saying that she has blood on her hand. I mean, it was unhinged.
Yeah, disgusting people. Yelling all this stuff. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, we'll get to that. And an update on Will Smith. Very interesting. Straight ahead. Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. One of the big stories of the week was the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Tragic. I did happen to see this, and we'll see where it goes. This isn't accusing anybody of anything. But investigation, Daily Wire, Luke Rosiak, headline, less than a year before bridge fiasco, Maryland's Democratic governor put a DEI consultant on the state's port commission. Where previous governors had appointed people with in-depth transportation experience. Yes.
That's the type of people you put in that job.
Carinthia Barber was a politically connected DEI consultant and public speaker.
DEI consultant. Love that.
Not exactly someone with
the chops history. To do that job, yes.
Well, I mean, if you look at it this way, nationally, as far as... Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
He likes boats.
He's
and he loves trains.
Yeah.
Most
and
he got engaged in an airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, that qualifies you right there.
I'm not joking. That's what he said when he accepted it, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you amazed it's going to take as long as they project it takes to fix this thing?
Like well, I mean, you decade. Can't fix it. You got to build another bridge.
But it's amazing it takes that long. I mean, all the other things that... I mean, seemingly we've been able to do in a matter of months and maybe a year.
I hadn't heard a decade. Is that
for real? I've heard 10 years.
Well, to rebuild, several years at least. But, yeah, I heard one estimate at about 10. But I don't know if that's a function of their overshooting it to say that they came in early, if it takes 7 years or 6 years. But the thing I was surprised about is that they're talking about it taking months to even clear the channel.
Yeah.
That was the surprising thing to me, and I'm not sitting here suggesting. I mean, I'm not a bridge expert, okay? I'm not a maritime logistics expert. But it just seems to me if you have an extremely busy area for water traffic, for freight, that you would be able to get that handled very, very quickly. I mean, again, I know it takes time. I understand that. But several months was surprising to me.
Yeah, man, like you. I don't know.
Well, I don't either, and I didn't even want to.
That does seem like a long time, and 10 years seems like a long time. Okay. You're keeping your eye on the gun situation in America and guns rights, and something stuck out to you, David?
Well, I thought this was interesting. You know, Democrats, I'm convinced a lot of Democrats who want to ban all these guns actually own stock in these companies or companies that sell guns. I'm convinced, because they are the best gun salesmen in America.
That's been going on for a while.
And remember, the city of Chicago, they're now suing Glock because of an aftermarket. Glock doesn't make it, but it's something called the Switch that essentially allows you to, I mean, it'll maybe be good for one mag, but you can turn it into an automatic pistol. Glock doesn't make it, but because someone figured out how to manipulate a Glock in that way, the city of Chicago is suing Glock. Glock sales are going to go through the roof. I can't wait to see what the numbers look like in a couple of weeks. Because a lot of people are like, screw these people. In the state of Illinois, you know, the governor, J.B. Pritzker, signed the assault weapons ban. That's being challenged in court, obviously. Magazine capacity limits, et cetera. The number of firearm owners' ID card holders in Illinois, though, is growing. Illinois is unique in that they require you to get the FOID card before you can buy a gun or ammo. And so no other state does that. That's not a concealed carry license either, for those who don't know. That's just to buy the gun. You have
and
to
a lot of times there is a wait time on that.
Yeah, you're supposed to, by law, they're supposed to give it to you within 30 days. Like if you are not found to be ineligible, you're supposed to get that you're supposed to get it in 30 days.
Oh, I've had buddies. It's taken months.
It's like 90 days is the average now.
And sometimes longer than that, that's the average.
But, yeah, so right now there are about 2.4 million FOID card holders in Illinois. That's up nearly 60,000 from the last report from the Illinois State Police. So a lot of people are saying, okay, I'm getting a little bit nervous. I don't really like what the state of public safety is in Illinois. I want to protect myself before the governor decides to try to ban everything.
Well, I mean, you see it all over the place, and certainly Chicago area and also downstate. So what happens to repeat criminals?
Yeah.
You know, in a number of different situations, and then people are back out. And you're like, wait a second. People are not sure they're going to be protected. I mean, this isn't a new story. That's all over the place. But, yeah, it's like, okay, it's going to be up to me to protect myself and my family.
The interesting thing is that, you know, they put in place a registry through the Illinois State Police for people who own what are now banned. Like, you can be grandfathered in. You got to register your AR or your AK or whatever you have before.
Right.
Or, something that is no longer legal to buy off the shelf in Illinois. So the deadline to register was... was it December 31st or January 1st, beginning of this year?
Okay.
Illinois State Police has not updated the numbers. They've, in fact, only given one update, and that was a month after it went into effect. And then they just said, to hell with it, we're not going to update anymore because nobody's doing it.
Well, a number of people have lost those in the river.
Well, I had heard unconfirmed reports of several tragic boating accidents where people were losing very valuable firearms.
Yes.
It's terrible.
It's very sad that had happened. Again, one of your favorite stories today, David, is the protests at Vanderbilt. You almost wonder, is this a goof? But it's not. These kids are for real.
Yeah.
And you can set the whole thing up. They didn't get Panera, and so they're oppressed.
Yeah, that's basically it. They were in a 200-square-foot room for 21 hours, and they were told that if they leave to go use the restroom or get food or water or whatever, they wouldn't be allowed to go back in.
Well, they're playing stompy foot because they want to vote in something they don't get a vote on.
It's all anti-Israel stuff.
Yes.
These guys are now acting like they are these brave freedom fighters, even though they actually called 911 because a girl needed to change her tampon. and wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom and come back. Which
yeah,
I think
can go to the bathroom.
If, yeah, right.
Just no re-entry. Yeah,
sure. You just can't come back in.
Come back in.
So you either need to plan better or figure it out. Anyway, here's one guy who may be a little bit hard to understand because this brave soul is wearing a surgical mask outside in 2024.
Of course he is.
Fighting well, for the rights of people.
He's afraid his dad will see him on camera.
Right.
Disavow him. Okay, roll it.
Deprived us of the right to using the restroom. They deprived us of medical care when some of our students needed it. And in essence, they tried to break us. They tried to break our bodies. They tried to break our spirits. They broke my voice a little bit, clearly. But they're not going to manage because they all think like individuals, and we're thinking as a collective.
Oh, my goodness. They tried to break our bodies?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a few friends in Tennessee that will help you understand what breaking a body actually looks like. People that understand the fight game. I mean, they'll do it in a ring and it'll be legal. But, you know, that might be a teachable sort of situation, I'm thinking.
There's a quote from a buddy of yours that I always love. It's, sometimes I'd like to satisfy their thirst for violence.
Kung Fu Drew.
Yes.
Classic. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes the most loving thing you could do is to give someone a beat down when they desperately need it.
Just the weakest, meekest bunch of freaking men on the planet.
By the way, that quote came from after his Sifu felt like he was getting a little too big for his britches and said, let's go ahead and spar a little bit.
Oh.
And he was humbled. And later said, that is exactly what I needed at the time. Really interesting, man.
Sometimes you just need a good beating. Yeah.
Well, it all depends, you know. But yeah,
give a good beating. Yes.
So, Will Smith is in the news.
Speaking
all of
beatings.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's what he's going to be known for.
Ever.
I would think so. Yeah, from the Oscars, of course.
I'm out here. Uh-oh.
Yeah, when he smacked Chris Rock, it was crazy. And then afterward, remember, it was that whole keep my wife out of your...
wife's name out of your blanket mouth.
Yeah, just unhinged. He is out there talking about several things and saying money doesn't make him happy anymore. Said once you've bought everything you want and there's literally nothing on earth that you want to buy... I just wish that was a gift that everybody could have because there's nothing that material can do to satisfy you. I've had money, lost money, had it again, bigger than you ever imagined. First half of my life was gather, gather, gather. Second half is going to be give, give, give. Just doesn't satisfy you anymore.
Well, in an effort to make you happy, Will, send some my way.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Because I don't want to see you all down and depressed. You need to get rid of some of that. I'll take it.
I'm not even going to be greedy, you know. 10 grand is fine. That's what's right. 10 grand to you, Will?
Nothing. And to buy your happiness, sir, I would willingly take it from you.
And, okay. When I saw that story, I started thinking about something else. And we don't need to play the audio, but you remember the story, David. This was within the last 6 months that someone said they walked in on Will Smith and some other dude years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a really compromised situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was like, man, that's really strange.
Hadn't heard that
people
one.
Can do whatever they want, but I wouldn't have guessed Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But then people at the time were saying, well, this explains the Jada Pinkett Smith thing, and she's having an affair with some other dude. And it's like, I don't, you know, this is like Hollywood news type stuff. What do I know? And how much do I really care? But I thought of that along with everything going on with the P. Diddy story. Okay, because P. Diddy has apparently recordings of a bunch of people in compromised situations. It was almost like a Jeffrey Epstein sort of thing.
Wow.
Because he had his homes raided this week and everything else, right? And you wonder, okay, how many of these people are actually compromised one way or another? And I was thinking back on, you know, this has all happened like within the past, you know, I would say 6 to 9 months, something like that. Like last August, we had this earlier in the week, and it was Jason Whitlock talking about Charlamagne the God, who is supposed to be, you know, the voice for Black America and the Black vote in elections. And there was a dust up with him and Larry Elder and Jason Whitlock, Black broadcaster, used to be a sports writer, you know, had said something about Charlemagne and P. Diddy at the time. We were like, what? You know, what is he talking about?
Homosexual people that I am scared to death of and control Hollywood. And if I don't say the right thing here, P. Diddy may never ask me to come over to his place at midnight again. I'll never be P. Diddy's booty call ever again.
Like, whoa, hold on a second. Because he wouldn't say that unless he knew something he could get sued. And he said that a couple of different times. And then there was the Cat Williams, the comedian on Shannon Sharpe's show.
That was recently, wasn't it?
That was a couple of months ago. Yeah. That I watched that whole thing. It was, like, wild. All the different things he was saying. And he said, in 2024, it's all coming out. All of a sudden, you're like, is Cat a prophet? What's happening?
Where did he just know?
You wonder.
That he had some conversations with the feds.
That's what I'm wondering, too. Yeah. If he was involved in something. Okay. I mean, a conversation.
Let's hear this again with... Because Shannon Sharpe got so uncomfortable when Cat Williams started saying what he said.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you.
And then you want, what is going on? You talk about Hollywood and the sick depravity that's happening, and it goes all the way to the top. What is happening? And what else is going to come out in 2024?
Wow, man.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's still shocking when I hear it.
It really is. But it wasn't like lawsuits were coming Cat Williams or Jason Whitlock's way.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah. All right. Got to get to a news update and set you up with the Friday Five in just a few. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know, the less your business spends on operations and systems, the more margin you have and the more money you get to keep.
Yeah, but with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more.
So to reduce those costs and the headaches,
smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you get one unified business management suite.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and a bunch of errors.
So do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Now, through April 15th, mark it down, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible finance program. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
netsuite.com/MVR. Okay, I don't know if we have time. News update, David?
Well, okay, so the president of Guyana is doing an interview with the BBC. They found a lot of oil under Guyana, which is one of the reasons why Venezuela is talking about, like, taking some territory away from them. Mm. But the president was doing an interview with the BBC, and the BBC says, but what about climate change? And this guy goes, let me stop you right there, okay?
Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined, a forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon, a forest that we have kept alive, a forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right?
Does that give you the right to lecture us?
And it goes on from there. It's incredible.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, we got to set you up with the Friday Five NCAA tournament. Men's and women's got going on.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You know what we're doing today? Songs with dance in the title.
Oh, like the big dance.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Could be dancing. Some form of dance in the title of the song. If you want to get in early, it's 1-888-485-MVCR. Friday Five, songs with dance in the title. This is a fun list. Straight ahead right here.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's Friday. That means the Friday Five. It starts like this.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every Friday, we do this. If you're new to the show, we take a little break from news and do a countdown, usually a music countdown, the Friday Five. Because of the NCAA tournament's going on, we're doing the greatest songs of all time with dance, or a form of the word dance in the title.
Oh, man, a lot of good stuff here. Wow.
1-888-485-MVCR is the number. And as always, we rank it by how big a song was it, does it stand the test of time, and then how much do you personally like it? We put it all together. And it's a great list. It's long, too. Let's just get right to it, David.
Let's start off with our friend Mary in Delaware. Hey, Mary.
Mary.
Did Mary make it?
Here okay. I am.
There you are.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mary. You doing good?
Happy Easter weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Are you going to win it today? Oh, no.
We're having trouble with the phone line there.
Had that before with Mary.
Yeah.
We lost Mary.
Do you know what she was going to pick?
Billy Idol.
Oh, cool.
Dancing with myself.
You played that top 40, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. That was a fairly big. By the way, I was looking at this list. There's a bunch of songs that you would have played all within like a 3-year period in the 80s at top 40 radio.
With dance in the title?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably.
I mean,
I can't believe you would know that, but okay.
Well, I remember, you know, what was big at the time.
Oh, the Hooters, yeah.
You played that, right?
Oh, yeah.
86?
I got a platinum Hooters on my wall at home.
Don't even, David.
Not.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No. So you played that, and you had to have played Men Without Hats?
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a proud moment for you.
Big hit.
It was a big hit. Oh, what else was it that I was thinking of? Oh, yeah.
Oh, private dance? Yeah.
Yes. Gosh. No wonder you're such a grouchy old man. Having to play all that stuff.
What's wrong with that song?
Nothing.
What's wrong with Tina Turner? What do you got against Tina Turner?
Nothing. I just wouldn't want to play that song. That's all.
You didn't have to.
I know. I'm thankful. It's good. All right, back to the countdown.
You were playing old Head East records, yeah.
Well, there were songs I didn't really care to play either, but I had to as part of it. You know, classic rock. Oh, gee.
You played that one.
Yeah, of course, Van Morrison.
The Two for Tuesday with Jimmy Markley, kicking it off with Van the Man.
Brown Eyed Girl and Moondance?
Yeah.
How about Wavelength?
Wavelength. I know that song, too. I like that song.
Sorry, I'm still a little bit hung up on Scott saying he has platinum Hooters. But anyway.
Okay. See, David. All right.
I know.
I thought that's where he was going to go, but I wasn't sure.
I put that on the anniversary card to my wife, too. It was weird. It's eerie. Anyway.
I'm Scott Robbins playing the top 40 hits and a great new cover from David Bowie and Mick Jagger. I know you're cranking this one.
That's a bad song.
Yeah, it is. It's not a good cover. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Let's talk to Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I want to thank you, as badge-carrying employees, for allowing chuckleheads like me to call in every week to the Friday Five and be an unpaid contributor on your sacred airwaves.
Yes!
That's a great take, Woody.
Sacred airwaves. We have them, yes.
Yeah, Chuck Todd's not letting you do that, Woody.
No.
No. But you guys are.
Yes.
No. He was funny. Chuck Todd isn't.
My song, Garth Brooks' 1990s mega hit, The Dance.
Oh, man.
And I'm glad I didn't know the way it all
would end.
The way it all would go.
It's a sad song, man.
I'll be over here with my head in the oven.
Our lives are better.
Would it be worse if it was played at your mom's funeral?
I could have missed.
No.
Because it was for mine.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, she loved that song.
Gosh, dang.
Oh, I know. It is a great song. No doubt about that. Okay.
The countdown doesn't stop until we reach the top.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate it. All right, who's next?
John in Connecticut. Hopefully you'll be lifting our spirits a little
bit. No kidding, man.
Okay, so I won't talk about Joe Lieberman. I'll talk about the good fortune that I'm not a 911 operator in Nashville. Because I would have told that guy with the medical emergency, hey, just say you're a guy for a couple of minutes, take care of business, and then go back to your lived experience or whatever it is.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Good take, John.
No problem. Hey, Hooters. I can't believe I heard the Hooters on the Friday Five. They were playing frat dances when I went to college in Philly back in the 70s.
Oh, I bet that was a blast.
They've done good. Back to the countdown. My pick is from Van Halen. Dance the Night Away, full stop.
Oh, buddy. Guess who's going to have a great weekend?
Number one.
It might be rare. We all really like that song. That's a fun song.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I just got to stop right here, or I'll start talking about all these different things Van Halen. You know how it goes. But yes, that was a huge hit. It's a big test of timer. We all like it.
Yep.
Okay. Well done, John. All right, who's next, David?
Let's talk with Randy in Oregon. Hey, Randy.
Hello. How are you guys this weekend?
Doing great, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to pretend like I'm Pete Buttigieg, and I'm going to go with my favorite hit, and that's Dancing Queen by ABBA.
There you go. Yeah. It is tough to keep this out of the top five. It's a 10 and a 10 for hit and test of time. All right. Who actually likes the song?
I like it.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. I feel strange to say that. If it like gets played at a wedding or something like that, yeah, you dance to that. That's
fun. You cutting a rug to that one, are you?
It's fun.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to have fun, right? Absolutely. I mean, it's no Leo Sayer.
Unapologetically, actually really like this song.
I like the song too.
That's why I played it. To scratch your voice's
cool
itch.
Part.
Man, I do wish people could see this right now. As Robbins goes, what do you call that, jazz fingers in the air?
Yeah. Trying to help Leo out here. Get the crowd into it.
It's the Friday Five Songs with Dance in the title. Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg.
Happy Good Friday.
Yeah, and to you too, Greg. Thanks, buddy. What you thinking today?
Let them pee, first of all.
Yeah.
Also, I think Diddy is going to be Epstein by Hillary. I think he's an Antiqua right now, plotting to kill him.
Got to be careful. Yeah, you got to watch it. Yeah.
Watch your back, Diddy. This one's going to my wife, Monica. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Played that one, too. Lots.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me. Sorry. Sometimes it gets lost in the translation. And I apologize because that's another one you played at Top 40, right?
Are you kidding?
It was massive.
Massive.
I worked at a music store at a music land when that came out. It was flying off the shelf. Thank you, David.
Dance with somebody who loves me.
Oh, gosh.
It's timeless.
Is that what they call it?
The sentiment is timeless.
Got it. All right, David, who's next?
Let's talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Yes.
Debbie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi. Well, first of all, happy Easter weekend. And I hope you guys have a good one. And my guess for this week is I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack.
That's another one I didn't get, David. If you have it, that would be great. And Debbie, I hope you have a great Easter, too.
It's a really cool song.
That's a big song.
Yeah.
Yes. No doubt about it. You didn't play that on the radio.
No.
I didn't think so.
I like the song, though.
Yeah. It's on your workout playlist, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Paul in Washington. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Paul. What you thinking?
I'm going to tell you happy Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. You too, man.
I'm thinking, you guys have a nice Easter. I'm going to go with Let's Dance by David Bowie.
That's another one, David.
Put on the red shoes and dance the blues.
I think it should just be Robin's karaoke.
I love that. Yeah. Hey.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
I can't help it. Every time I hear this song, I think the same thing. I've told this before. Do you know what it is?
No.
Who plays guitar on it?
Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
And how much he got paid to play the US Festival?
Like nothing, right?
$500.
Yeah.
Bowie made $1 million.
Well,
I can't help it every time I hear it.
He got to eat as many Subways in the backstage area as he could. Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Rock Day of that US Festival. Then there was Heavy Metal Day, and then there was New Wave Day. And there's documentaries on this stuff. It's really interesting. But yeah, what a moment in time. And yeah, that was the number one song in Top 40, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huge. That's what I thought. Okay.
Huge
man,
album.
There's so many big songs on this list.
No kidding.
We got number one, but we're looking for number two, three, four, and five.
Wow.
Songs with Dance in the title. The number one, 888-485-MVCR, and we'll wrap it up next.
P
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. We got a news update in the Robbins trifecta, but we got to wrap up the big Friday fives. Countdown we do every Friday. Oh, yeah. Songs with dance in the title.
Yes.
That's a great honorable mention right there.
That's a great song.
Dancing days are here again.
Led Zepp. Well, our number one's Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. We're still looking for 2, 3, 4, and 5. Back to the phones with David.
Let's talk to Frank calling in from Michigan. Hey, Frank.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Frank from Frank Destroyer from Michigan, in honor of Scott Robbins and his love of Kiss music. Just don't have a Kiss song with dance in it. I'm kind of stupid out here. I'm lost in one car junkyard. I'm being kidnapped. Wait a minute. There's someone out here to save me. Oh, it's my governor. Yeah, here she is. Yeah.
Awesome.
How about All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Don Henley?
Oh, yeah. You love that song, Scott.
Great song.
Yes. No, that's solo Don Henley. Sorry, John.
My favorite lyric is Wild Eyed Pistol Wavers Who Ain't Afraid to Die. That's a great lyric.
Every time that song has come on over the last 25 years, you will always reference it, and
it's
I love
great.
That.
It's great.
Yes.
It's a good song.
There you
Wild
go.
Wild Eyed Pistol Wavers Who Ain't Afraid to Die. And all she wants to do is dance.
Yes.
Eagles.
No, it's solo Don Henley.
Stop it.
All right, who's next, David?
Let's talk to Johnny in Salina, Kansas. Hey, Johnny.
Happy Good Friday, brother.
All right. Happy Good Friday, Johnny.
Man, it's such a good weekend. It's so coincidental you're talking about Hooters because I'm actually sitting in one right now checking up the size, man.
Well, you know, they had great wings.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I like the breast too, man. Your chicken.
I know you do.
I love it.
I know you do.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah, you know, kind of reminds me of a song on the list today. Elton John, man. How about Tiny Dancer?
Oh, yes.
Number two.
Hold me close, I'm time to dance.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Count the headlights on the highway.
What a run he had at that time, dude. How many great songs he and Toppin in a short amount of time? It's wild. Good job, Johnny. All right, David, who's next?
Let's talk to Amanda in Oregon. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Great, Amanda. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, well, it took 38 times, but I got through.
I'm glad.
Right.
is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Well done.
Number four.
Can't start a fire.
Yes.
Can't start a fire.
You wore that record out, Scott.
My, yes.
Did you get a platinum record for Born in the USA?
Yes.
As a top 40 guy?
Yes.
I bet that thing's worth some dough.
I don't know.
It has your name on it.
Yep. Yep, it does.
What a cool guy you are.
Well, you know, we're responsible for it.
Well, you didn't break him as an artist.
Well,
top 40. No.
Well, you guys
played just got all the accolades.
You guys played the stiffs before they get around to the hits.
All right. All we're looking for now, we still got 3 and 5 to get to.
Yeah, let's talk to Mick in Michigan. Hey, Mick.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, too, Mick.
Hey, real good, real good. Hey, that 24 election, hey? You know, I figure if it's going to be Trump and Biden, I'm going to be voting for the vice president.
There you go.
And if the Dems are running Kamala Harris, well, that makes it a no-brainer. No pun intended.
Yep.
Anyway, on a more serious note, how about You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees?
Oh,
number
yeah.
five.
That is one of the catchiest little riffs you'll ever hear, man. What I love is when Robin sings it off air.
That part, yeah.
Yeah. Man, we always run out of time. It's too bad. I would say on the strength of Robin's vote, number three.
Number three.
Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the fame.
Tom Petty's your top three artists of all time,
would you say?
That's what I would say. Yeah, that's a great vibe. Van Halen, Elton John, Tom Petty, Springsteen, the Bee Gees. And there you have it. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. All right. Man, that's fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, man, you could keep going, too.
Yeah, so many great songs.
Oh, yeah, dude. Biggest story of the day, David?
I just want to listen to Aerosmith right now.
I know, me too. Forget all that other stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And people will say later on, hey, where was? And it's like, well, it was honorable mention. We just didn't get to it. Oh, yeah.
Go to the court, long hair.
And I know you always loved the cover of that, too.
No, I don't.
You absolutely hated it.
No, I do hate it.
Yeah. No doubt about it. All right.
We're out of ideas for sure.
News update at the Robin Stripe Factor straight ahead right here. Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got the Robbins trifecta coming up in just a few. News update, David Van Camp.
I think this is magnificent. The president of Guyana has shown how it's done when it comes to dealing with the journalist and activist class and climate change. So Guyana has found a ton of oil, and they're getting ready to produce it. And this will drastically increase the quality of life in Guyana. It's going to drastically increase the economic prospects of the nation. And so they're going full steam ahead. They're doing it. He sat down with the BBC, and of course the presenter decided to talk about climate change. What about the climate, though? And here's the question and his answer. It's phenomenal.
Think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? If forests that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon, if forests that we have kept alive, a forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right? Does that give you the right to release all of this carbon?
Does that give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration,
we'll still be net zero.
No, powerful words, Mr. President.
I am not completed as yet.
I am not finished as yet. I am just not finished as yet. Because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you paid to keep their message?
All right.
Damn.
Throwing the towel.
Good for him.
Stop the fight. Stop.
And he didn't even bring up that as of right now, the poverty rate in Guyana is about between 40 and 48%. Now, that standard is the equivalent of making $5.50 a day. So you're talking about half of the population or nearly half of the population is dirt poor. This means jobs. This means income. This means actually becoming or, you know, lifting up the quality of life for a lot of people that live there.
Man, if you read a bit about climate change and, you know, the forces behind it, and then people that have been on this for a long, long time, and they talk about, do you know if these different governments around the world get what they want? The poorest people in the world, well, there'll be a lot that will die.
Yes.
And there will be so many more that will be poverty-stricken. They have no idea what they're really after. And it just reminds me of that when you tell that story, David, about the poverty rate in Guyana. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Something else real quick, and this was from David Strom at Hot Air. And the headline got my attention saying, did you know that you have an ESG score and it can be used against you?
I mean, like me? Like
yes.
You?
Yes.
No.
The whole environmental, social, and governance?
How did that happen?
Well, usually, as he writes, I didn't know individuals are now being assigned ESG scores. You know, institutions.
Yeah, right.
They have those ESG. Because it hasn't made sense for a long time. You see these major corporations all of a sudden go woke. Like, that's not your customer base. Why are you doing that? Well, it's the ESG pressure is what you find out. And Strom writes, yeah, you knew this was going on with huge investment firms, but I didn't know that an industry has sprung up to analyze individuals' purchases, carbon footprint, and other characteristics to inform banks and other businesses regarding whether they should do business with you.
Dang.
And they're keeping track. I mean, it does sound like the Chinese-style social credit system. It's people have credit scores that tell lenders and other parties if they can pay their debts, as an example. So, yeah, it's like a credit score. Dystopian. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, what would damage my ESG score? This show?
No. Yes.
Okay. Just wondering.
Well, there's a number of different things. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, you know, well, David, you or I, it could be any sort of, say, firearm purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of ammo, anything like that. And then just go on down the line. I mean, say you would have a subscription to Daily Wire. Oh, man, you can imagine. Oh, that guy's on the list. Yeah. All sorts of different things like that.
I have two cats, so that probably doesn't help me either.
No, right. That'll just say that guy didn't have any money.
Right. He's broke.
Oh, I don't think so, man. They would say, okay, dude with two cats. Yeah, he's one of us. He's fine. He's fine. Harmless.
Listen to that.
What?
That broad brush of yours. Man. David's got cats too, you know.
I also have a dog.
Well, I could have a dog. My place isn't big enough for a dog.
Well, but he doesn't have the essential oils and the blankie and...
He might have some blankie or two around his house.
Yeah, for my kids.
Well, they're on your lap too.
See, I'm now trying to... Now I feel bad because I feel like there's the pile on and I don't want to do that.
It's getting close to the weekend.
So I will say, as far as the social credit score, I've never had a problem with any taxing agency in my life.
Yeah.
All of a sudden... I get a letter from the state of Illinois. I haven't lived in Illinois in years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You owe $400 from more than 10 years ago. What?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, that's crazy.
How?
Well, you never had a problem with the IRS, Scott.
No. Well, not this year. Not yet. I haven't done my taxes yet.
Whew. Crap. Okay, you ready for your big three?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
One, two, three.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins trifecta. With help from his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy.
I'm ready.
Not asking. Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend.
Good.
Right. Fine.
Good.
It's Friday. Good Friday. Yes.
Good.
I know. I heard you.
Three.
Number three, Simon & Schuster is passing on Joe Biden books.
Yeah, they've backed out of a deal now with, a comprehensive, some journalist was putting this together, a comprehensive look at the Biden administration. They say the problem here is sales for Biden-related books are in the tank.
Good.
Kind of like EVs in the tank. February 2021, Politico announced that Alex Thompson, then a reporter with Politico, who has since joined Axios as their national political correspondent, had indeed signed a contract with Simon & Schuster to pen a comprehensive book on Joe Biden's presidency. The book was expected to provide fresh reporting from a journalist with a firsthand look at the White House transition. In that announcement, Politico claimed the book would likely be released in early 2024. Just in time for the campaign season. Well, now it's early 2024. It's come and gone. Politico made the announcement that the deal is, in fact, off. According to Simon & Schuster, they've withdrawn with the contract, stating no market for said book.
I can imagine that.
Now, on with the countdown.
Who's buying a book about the Joe Biden? I mean,
Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day.
Two.
Minnesota Attorney General and occasional woman beater, Keith Ellison, wants to talk about Glocks.
Well, you know, he's anti-gun, David.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about guns whatsoever. Case in point, I'm about to tell you now. He said this, one simple modification can turn Glock pistols into the illegal machine guns that shoot up to 1,200 rounds a minute. If Glock had known about these problems and failed to address it, they may have broken the law. I sent them a letter telling them they better preserve this evidence. I'm coming after them. 12,000 rounds per minute? What?
Was it 12,000 or 1,200?
Or 1,200, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's like the theoretical rate of fire, which isn't the practical rate of fire. Those are two different numbers. Although, I mean, I will say I did go down to the gun store and pick up a couple of 1,200 round mags just a couple days ago.
But you had to train for months weightlifting to carry them around.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a pain in the butt to conceal carry, but Joe Biden.
It's another one of these things, too, where they're saying, you know, people buy these Glocks and they modify them to do more than they probably should do. But how do you hold Glock responsible for that?
No, it's just an excuse to try to take down the most popular firearms manufacturer in the world. That's all they're doing. And
I mean, someone made an illegal modification on a gun you sold, not modified.
Yeah.
And now I'm responsible for it? How's that possible?
Right.
And the countdown continues.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Number one, Rob Reiner is back in the news.
Yeah, he suffers severely from TDS. We know that. He said this the other day. He said, I'm in the midst of shooting a sequel right now to This is Spinal Tap. I didn't know he was doing that, and I'm saddened by that, by the way.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like Taylor Swift to do a cameo in my film, I'd give anything for her to endorse Joe Biden. She would virtually, single-handedly save American democracy.
Oh, my gosh. I love This is Spinal Tap. It's going to ruin
it. See, me too, man. Man, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if your vote is pending based on whoever Taylor Swift endorses, well, you probably should just have a seat over there.
Okay, enough already. Okay, let's say the sequel comes out and it actually has decent reviews and you hear from somebody, you know, it's pretty funny. Do you give it a shot?
You know this, and you do too. David probably too. I loved this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Still do.
Quote it all the time.
But I can't get past him anymore. I usually can find myself getting past people. It's
it
like
all
I can get past Springsteen.
Okay.
I can get past you too.
I mean, Reiner's out of his mind.
But Reiner's a whole different animal, man.
I agree.
He's completely whack job.
I don't know.
And there you have it.
We'll see what happens. Yeah,
like
that's
he and Olbermann sit around all day in a dark room smoking cigarettes and one light bulb hanging from there. And they just, you know, they're just dark. They're just dour, depressing, sad people.
Everybody needs purpose. And sadly, I think their purpose is what? Having gone insane for the left? I don't know, man.
You know, we joke about this TDS thing, but it's real.
Oh.
I mean, Donald Trump has broken people. Just
De Niro.
Broken. They're all broken.
There's a massive list.
It's amazing.
Larry David.
That sad makes me sad, too.
It's true.
Yeah.
Dude's out of his mind. All right. We got to get to a news update. And Nimrod's in the news straight ahead.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. It's Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Well, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's a lot of reasons, David.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, everything's more expensive. We see it every day. Since January 2021, the cost of living is up about 18%.
The national debt continues to skyrocket, too. Now it's above $34 trillion. I can't believe that, but it's causing many to worry. The house of cards is going to come crashing down here.
Kind of like poor David's voice. He's soldiering through.
He is. He's really struggling. I commend him today.
Yeah. Well, all of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. And the question is, have you diversified your savings yet? Because you can secure a portion of them with gold, with Birch Gold.
Text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You learn how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold, too.
Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a news update before Nimrod's, David?
News update. I'm slowly on fumes. I'm slowly dying.
He's gassed, man.
It's going to be okay. We got a couple of doozies, so let's just get right to it.
Are you ready?
No, it's not the trifecta time. It's time for Nimrod.
I panicked for a second.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We go to North Carolina. 37-year-old Christopher Maglino. He was arrested. I mean, this guy went from hero to goat in a hurry. He started out a hero. He showed up before the fire department, this fire. Got a garden hose, tried battling the fire with a garden hose.
Well,
his home.
You got to use what you got.
When the actual firefighter showed up, they repeatedly asked him to leave. All right, we got this now. Okay. No, I got this. It's all cool. I got this. He kept saying over and over and over. And apparently he was wearing some kind of, you know, New York Fire Department gear.
Oh, geez.
And then he was getting in the way of the firefighters doing their job. No, I got this. I got this. Finally, he was arrested, hit with three charges. No, it's time to go. We appreciate it, but you got to go.
Should have hit him with one of their hoses, blasted him into next week. Yeah.
And then we have the story of a drunk driver going the wrong way.
Gosh.
On a Montana highway for 27 miles.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Cops got the call. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's weird because they bring the cop cars out, and they got the flashers going, but he doesn't stop. And it wasn't like he was speeding. He's going like 60. So it took a long time to get him finally to get pulled over. What was it, the blood alcohol level? It was crazy, like 0.214.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, that's out there.
Yeah.
And then you had a cop and the judge talking about it.
Well, these are troubling cases, these wrong way cases. And these are extremely dangerous traffic offenses. So that'll be the order in court.
We have always had wrong way drivers. We've had more of them. Don't know the exact cause other than intoxication.
More wrong way drivers than ever
before.
I mean, what is it, drunk and on phones? What could it be? And that is Nimrod's in the News.